paramedics have, at least in this area, we have 2,280 hours standard worth of training, which is the same equivalent of a registered nurse as far as training hours, but we're very specialized in pre-hospital emergency, which is primarily what we first started out was just traumatic accidents on the freeways as we started out. Then it's kind of added into heart attacks, respiratory problems, gunshot wounds, all that kind of stuff has been added in the past well, almost 40 years. And so every year we get more and more stuff that happens, and we kind of get pushed more and more up the educational ladder. To the point now where the equipment that we carry on the fire engines, it pretty much mirrors exactly what's in the emergency room. So on a critical patient, if with the exception of a traumatic injury where an operating room would make a difference, if we can't make a difference in the field, then they're not going to be able to do anything different in the emergency room. So it's just kind of how they've progressed along that they don't want to. It creates a huge cost for the patient's family and the society as a whole, taking people that aren't going to survive to the hospital, especially when we can do most of that stuff on the scene and then deal with all that in the home. And it's a little bit easier for people to do as far as emotionally dealing with deaths of their loved one if they're able to keep all that stuff and keep as many strangers out of it for them. Some of the other stuff that we do, we have considerably more continuing education than everybody in the department's emergency medical technician, and we have 72 paramedics, which have the 2,000 hours training, and I think the EMT training's 200 hours now. So everybody has 200 hours of training, and they have 15 hours a year that they need to maintain. We have 45 hours a year, so we have three times the training to maintain. Just on that, plus we have some what they call merit badge courses, or courses that are nationally recognized that we have to have to maintain, and they're good for 2 years, and there's three of them, and they're 16 hours each that we have to have every 2 years. So there's a significant amount of extra training on it, but in return, usually we get to do something on every call that we get on instead of